Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Kevin, my name is Sue Galger, and I am checking my bank account, and I see that there's a debit coming out from your company, which I don't know what it is, other than what it says on my statement. Can you explain, please?
Well, I can try to look up an account and see what was it charged for. Can you give me your zip code, please?
70345.
Okay, thank you for that. And your name?
Sue Galjor.
Can you confirm your shipping address?
325 East 39th Street, Cut Off, Louisiana.
All right. Ma'am, I can see that you got the neck massager and the foot massager welcoming gift. And that was a free welcoming gift to join the factory direct store, ma'am. So it's a website that has factory prices instead of retail prices.
Well, I took a survey from Sam's Club, and it offered to get these gifts at the cost of the shipping. I don't remember it being $56. It was supposed to be either $7.95 or $12.94. And I don't know why I have one for $67.32. Is that for the neck massager?
That's a subscription that you got, ma'am.
It doesn't have one. That's why I am. And the only reason why I got the phone number, it does give me the phone number to call to find out more detail. But I did not order a neck massager at that price. I'm sorry, I did not. It was supposed to be just for the shipping that I was going to be charged. The neck massager was supposed to come in at $7.94. And then I did do the survey again, and I ordered a foot massager, but that was supposed to be $12.94.
Ma'am, I'm sorry that you missed it, but you indeed got the subscription. That was, you were given the gift, not the other way around. So you want to keep the subscription or not?
No.
All right, let me go ahead and cancel it. All right, I just cancel it. You will not get any more charges, ma'am.
Okay, well, what about the charges I got?
What about them, ma'am? You got the subscription. That's why you got the gift.
But I didn't get the gift.
They were already sent it to you, ma'am. What are you talking about?
The neck massager?
And the foot massager, yeah.
I did not get the foot massager. And the neck massager.
I have a tracking number here. Let me confirm that, all right?
Please.
Okay, they're in transit, ma'am. You're gonna get them probably this Monday.
Okay, so what do I do if I don't want it?
This is, ma'am, ridiculous. It's already half. It's halfway. I already canceled your subscription, ma'am. You will not get charged again, and you will get the foot massager on Monday. All right?
For $67.32.
Ma'am, I already explained. That wasn't for that. That was for the subscription that you got.
Okay. Then would you go back and see if there's a subscription for $56.95? Because I did get caught charged that too.
I canceled everything already.
Just be patient with me. I'm trying to understand. The $67.32 is for, excuse me?
Ma'am, I'm sorry, you made a mistake.
Do you see one for $56.95?
Yes, and I already canceled that too.
That one and the 67 you canceled?
I canceled the subscription, yeah.
Do you have a reference number that I can refer to if I have to call again?
Yeah, I can give it to you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be 259-235-928.
Okay. So if I get any more charges, which I shouldn't, but this should be the number I can refer to if I have to call back, right?
Yes, yes, but you will not get more charges, ma'am.
All right. Well,
all right. Thanks for calling customer service. Have a good night.
You need to be more patient, sir.
You need to not get scammed.